Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Victoria Police has revealed the results from its Anzac Weekend Road Safety Blitz. 6,857 offences were detected statewide as part of Operation Tribute, including 4 drink drivers around the Shepparton region and 6 unregistered vehicles in the Bulbul area. Officers also conducted over 108,000 preliminary breath tests, as well as almost 2,200 roadside drug tests. A lunchtime rally will be held at the Federation University's Gippsland campus tomorrow to protest management's plans to cut 200 jobs. As Matthew Abbott from the National Tertiary Education Union explains, the Churchill rally is one of 3 taking place across the university's campuses.
These rallies are all about calling on our Vice-Chancellor to put a stop to his devastating proposal to cut nearly 20% of the ongoing full-time equivalent workforce at Federation University, and that's because we think these cuts are going to make our revenue problems far worse.
Major collision detectives have charged a 30-year-old Kyala man over a fatal collision in Pine Lodge on Friday, April 19. Multiple people were taken to hospital after a 3-car collision, his 16-year-old passenger sadly passing away. He's been charged with dangerous driving causing death and dangerous driving causing injury and will face court next Monday. And Wonthaggi, Neerham South and Echuca Twin Rivers Primary Schools are among a number to receive a round of planned maintenance funding from the state government. The cash, totalling more than $500,000 across 3 schools, will be spent on repairs and other refurbishments. A strong effort from the Murray Bushrangers girls in the Talent League, but it wasn't to be, going down by 28 points. As for the Gippsland Power, they didn't have much answer for Dandenong, 62-14. The boy squad's back out on field next weekend. And the Shepparton Gators championship men had a mixed weekend in the Big V, taking down Bellarine, but just going down to Pakenham to wrap up round 4.